Hey, Mark White here. You know, in times like these, businesses need every advantage they can get to take care of their teams while keeping costs down. That's why I'm excited to endorse LH Capital's SIMRP plan. It's an innovative solution that not only protects employees, but helps companies save money. Don't miss out. Visit themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com to find out more. That's themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com. Let's empower your business, save money, and secure your future today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to pick anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good today.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we focus on veterans and their needs. This is so important, and I've covered it through the Mark White Show over and over again, and it can't be emphasized enough that we have veterans out there who need our support, and I'm glad to have Michelle Tumlin on the line with me right now as we talk about the Houston Project, we talk about Dovetail Landing. This is an amazing effort that is happening right here in the state of Alabama. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Michelle Tumlin.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So glad to have you and to be able to share with our listeners about this effort. And hopefully near the end of this conversation, they'll know how to support this and they'll want to get on board to help with the Houston Project and Dovetail Landing.
Oh, that will be wonderful because it's really so exciting. Basically, it's two moms on a mission to share their, you know, son's stories. We both lost our sons, and we just want to honor them, make them proud, help veterans. So it's just, it came together just kind of in a whirlwind, and I'm so excited to be a part of it.
Well, Michelle, if it's okay with you, since you brought up two moms with a mission, let's talk about your side of the mission and why it's so important to you that this effort move forward in this way.
You got it. So right off the bat, I love to talk about my children. So you need to be like, oh, okay now. Okay. So to go ahead and kind of give an idea. So I opened my nonprofit on March the 23rd of 22. So we're coming up on our 1 year anniversary. Well, I started the Houston Project because on March the 23rd, 21, we lost our son. He was 28 years old. His name was Houston. He was an amazing person. He was a veteran with PTSD, CTE from multiple concussions, had many, many different things that many veterans deal with. But unfortunately, Houston's battle was internal. And he, you know, fought it for about 4 years. And on that day, he took his own life. And the sad reality about that is, you know, there's no set number. It goes up and down. But on average, there are 22 a day. That means on average, 22 veterans take their lives every day due to mental, you know, things, PTSD, CTE, depression, alcoholism, whatever. So it's a struggle that's been going on for a while. And so when I lost my son, I thought, you know what? He was an amazing person. He helped so many people, and he's, you know, in a much better place. He's finally at peace. And I thought, you know what? I can now be his voice on this earth, and I can fight his battle now. And so we opened up the Houston Project nonprofit, and now I give all of my money to local veterans.
Michelle, what a story. And I want to make sure that we honor your son today and respect his passing in the way that it should be, because he had those struggles. And you mentioned in one of your posts that I read that the military is great with those who are serving, but then for those who have come out and the transition, maybe not so great when it comes to transitioning out of the military?
Yeah, exactly. So the transition is very tricky. And some veterans come out okay, and they're totally fine. Now, don't get me wrong. I can't tell you one veteran that I know, even if they have a wonderful life with no brain damage, they still have those moments of missing the military, you know, things that they were a part of that will be with them for the rest of their lives. That all of them will have those types of struggles. Some have them to a degree that they can't, you know, Houston thought he was no longer good enough. He would never have a job better than being airborne. You know, all of these things. And then when you do add the brain damage, then it just kind of takes your impulse control. And that's what happened on the day we lost our boy. But as far as I know, watching my son, the year he was, his last year he served in Korea, and there were so many bad things, you know, that he witnessed over there and went through. And it was a very hard year. And the year of being home with us, trying to, you know, be back in civilian world and be normal, quote unquote, it was very hard on him. I watched him, and I would hold on to him many times as he would cry, and he would, you know, just, you know, I hate being out of the military. You know, what if I don't find a good job? You know, what if I don't do this? What if I don't do that? So, you know, watching him try to be normal was, that was a very tricky thing. He was always kind of, you know, kind of nervous in a crowd in the beginning. You know, let's be honest, they go into the military, then the military, listen, number one, I'm not bashing military. I'm a straight up, I love our country.
Yes.
I have military in my entire family, so I'm not bashing it at all. I'm telling our story so I can try to help other families. But they take them in, they build them up, you know, they take them down to build them up, turn them into these, you know, fighters, soldiers, you know, and that's what their job is. And it's because of them that we all can walk around day to day and, you know, go to work, have, you know, go work out to the gym, do our coffee. But then, you know, in reality, you've got all of them fighting for our country. So I want to honor all military right off the bat. But what happened with my son is he was in for over 5 years. He did amazing. He made sergeant within a little over 3 years. He was airborne. He was a water rescue diver. He just kept just getting, like, you know, more training, because he was so, he loved the adrenaline and the just being a part of something so big. Well, then what happened to him is he gets home, then you've got, and what is going to come into play with Dovetail, I'm about to kind of paint the picture. So Houston gets out, he has disabilities from injuries in the military, he has mental disabilities from all of his, you know, different things going on. He gets out, we have to take him. He has to go to Oxford to this VA. He has to go to Pell City to meet with this VA person. Then he has to go to this doctor and nurse in Birmingham to be, to all to be able to get his VA benefits set up. Well, that's stressful. And, you know, and so what is about to start happening, and there's also so many veterans that, like, they don't even know, like, how to, you know, figure out what their benefits are and all that. Well, luckily Houston got set up on all of his benefits and stuff, but, you know, when he was doing everything right, he just, you know, his time was up, you know, he's, again, he's at peace. He's in a much better place. My baby, you know, was in a constant headache, a blackout headache, migraine headache for 4 years. So he doesn't suffer anymore. But the thing is, that's going to happen. And I can tell you why I jumped on board. But Dovetail Landing is going to change these things. Dovetail Landing in Lincoln, Alabama, broke ground in November. They are going to be there for veterans processing, you know, like processing out of the military. They will have beautiful tiny homes to live in. They will have, you know, job training, people like Honda, Alabama Power, you know, all of these amazing people are just like all joining in. They will have job training. But what's so incredible, they will be able to go right there to Dovetail Landing and get their VA benefits set up, started. They won't be running all over like my son had to do. It'll all be like in one place. They will have camaraderie of other veterans that are just like them. They will have therapy that they need, mental, physical therapy that they need. That's so important. They will be a family unit, and they will be able to get ready And from what my understanding, this is Dovetail Landing is not my baby. I'm just partnering with it. But from what I'm understanding, they will be able to live there for, depending on the person, 3 to 6 months, be able to leave there and be ready to join civilian life again.
That's wonderful, Michelle. Right now, folks, we're talking to Michelle Tumlin. We're talking about Houston Project. We're talking about Dovetail Landing. Houston Project is named for her son, Houston, and we want to honor him today as we consider his life and his life lost after serving in the military. We think about our veterans and the things that they go through, PTSD. Suicide awareness is so important as we think about their lives and the importance of their lives, and we want them to know that they matter to us, and that's why we're having this conversation today. I hope you'll stick with us on the other side as we continue the conversation about Houston Project and Dovetail Landing. Michelle, will you stick with me?
Absolutely.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Maya, and you're listening to The Mark Show.
To the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play, daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we talk about a very special project called the Houston Project. It's named for Houston Tumlin. I have on the line with me Michelle Tumlin. Her son was a veteran. He served our country, and he came back, and he took his life. This is something that's very serious as we think about our veterans and what they have to live with and deal with. And I'm welcoming Michelle back to the show as we continue to talk about the Houston Project and Dovetail Landing, which is a brand new effort that's coming up that they just did the groundbreaking on in November, so that veterans can have a special place that they can help to transition out of the military and into civilian life. Welcome back to the show, Michelle.
Thank you so much.
Glad to have you. The Houston Project, you mentioned earlier that there was a second mom, and I know that there's strength in numbers. You mentioned that people are coming on board with the Dovetail Landing effort. With Houston Project, how has it been to have a partner, to have someone that you can turn to and say, okay, we're in this together?
Right. Well, that's what's so incredible. So, you know, Houston Project, you know, I started, you know, my nonprofit again to honor my son. So then after, like, I love to talk about my children. I love to talk, period. I'm not shy in front of a camera. So I started doing so many different interviews and, you know, all of these things. And then moms started feeling a little more comfortable to come in, you know, to my shop and tell me, like, you know, we lost our son, and some people I wouldn't even know, you know, we lost our daughter, you know, people that really weren't as comfortable talking about it. And, you know, and then what happened with the Dovetail Landing thing is Elena Centilli is, you know, Dovetail Landing is her baby, and she's the one that had this dream, you know, to start, you know, this community to help veterans, because she lost her son Daniel, you know, about a year before I lost my son. So she and I have shared many tears and many hugs, and, you know, it's a situation just knowing we're not alone. And I have, you know, so many other women in my life that have lost children due to even different circumstances, but we're not alone. So it does help to know, you know, we're all in this together.
Supporting Houston Project sounds like you're supporting Dovetail Landing as well. And listeners who are listening to this, now that there's a partnership between the two.
Yes, I'm so excited. So I, you know, I have a little shop in Pell City, Alabama, and I work the shop on like Thursdays and Fridays, and I sell the most adorable, like, T-shirts, hats. I sell purses made of military tents. I sell bracelets made of donated uniforms. I have really, really cool merchandise, and every dime goes to local veterans. So I help local veterans with utility bills, groceries, transportation, repairs on their homes. So I've been doing this, you know, since I opened, you know, almost a year ago. So it's a rewarding feeling, and I know I'm making my son proud, you know. But then what happened when I found out, like, about Dovetail Landing, it hit me so hard, because my son had told his therapist a year before he died that he wanted to build a type of home to do basically the same things that Dovetail was going to be doing, and he wanted to help other veterans. Well, when I hear about Dovetail, I call my friends at Alabama Veteran, because they are all, like, you know, together in, like, a partnership with Dovetail. And I call my friend and I'm like, oh my goodness, I have got to be a part of Dovetail Landing. I have got to buy one of the tiny homes, and it has to be named Houston Project. I've got to be in on this. This is my son's dream. I can make it a reality. So I, you know, teamed up. I had Elena come to my shop on September the 1st. She came. We did a live Facebook video. I started announcing that I was going to be, Houston Project was going to be fundraising. We were going to buy a tiny home in Dovetail Landing, told kind of what we were going to do. Elena and me stood side by side telling our story. And the fast forward to now, I had my first Houston Project gala for Valentine's Day. It was a huge success. Long story short, in less than 5 months, Houston Project has raised enough money to buy the first tiny home at Dovetail Landing. I just paid the down payment. They will start building it ASAP, and it is actually, my son's dream is about to be a reality, and I could not be more proud.
And this will be the home that all other homes are developed by. So this will be the very first model home.
Yes.
Wow.
And how could it be more perfect? How could it be more perfect that people, you know, investors will get to walk through the Houston Project home? You know, Houston Project logo will be on the outside of the door as you enter. They will get to go in and, you know, they will have, and from what I understand, we will have a photo of Houston and a little bit of his story inside the house. So, you know, investors will walk through this house, see how beautiful it is, picture how many veterans' lives are going to be saved, and they are going to get the opportunity to be able to buy one of the tiny homes, you know, in memory of someone they've lost, or, you know, to honor this person. But, you know, it's such a wonderful thing, and I get emotional and I get, you know, chill bumps, because just being that first one to me is kind of like, you know, Houston's up in heaven and he's like, look, Mom, you are making my dream come true. And so I picture, I'm sorry, I know that my boy's story, he's still making a difference. You know, he's still making a difference. And then I can just envision when Dovetail Landing is done and there's at least 30 tiny homes and so many veterans coming in and out to get to be in this beautiful community and get the things they need. I get so emotional. I get so excited. And I'm just honored to be a part of it.
And I know, Michelle, that there are people listening right now who would also be honored to be a part of this effort. And I want you to be able to share about how people can connect with Houston Project and support this effort, and then Dovetail Landing to help move this project forward.
Yes, absolutely. So as far as Houston Project, you know, again, I'm located in Pell City, Alabama. I am working on a website. Everything has been so crazy with the fundraising for the tiny home and stuff. So I don't have my website up and running yet. I do have a Houston Project Facebook page. So they can go onto the page. People can shop with me. Again, 100% of the profits go straight to veterans. I do not keep a dime. I do this for my boy, you know. So they can, you know, shop off of Facebook. They can send donations, you know, to Houston Project. I'm a 501c3. I have all of the, you know, Houston Project donation letters, all of that. You know, they can contact me at Houston Project Facebook. My phone number is 205-369-8756. They can Venmo donations, mail in checks to my address, 1916 Cogswell Avenue, Pell City, Alabama, 35125. Donations go towards the tiny home because I have to, you know, maintain the home as well for the next 5 years. And then any merchandise that I, you know, sell and ship to them, that money goes to help my local veterans on a weekly basis. So that's a great way to, you know, support Houston Project. And as far as Dovetail Landing, that we can accept donations, you know, with checks made out straight to Dovetail Landing as well. And I think they probably have a website at this point. If not, it would be very good for the listeners that are interested in being a part of this. You can go on YouTube or Facebook and go to Dovetail Landing and get tons of information. And again, you know, we're Houston Project, Dovetail Landing, Alabama Veteran. We're all just, you know, the more people that come together to help these veterans, the more veterans we can help.
Michelle, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show to share about Houston Project and Dovetail Landing, and I appreciate the effort that you have made in honor of your son. Today's show is dedicated to Houston Tumlin and his service to our country, so thank you for sharing with me today here on the Mark White Show.
Yes. Is there time for me to tell one funny story?
Go right ahead.
Okay. So what a lot of people don't know, and when they make the connection, they get a giggle. So my son, Houston Tumlin, played Will Ferrell's oldest son in Talladega Nights, and my son played Walker Bobby. So he was the little crazy boy in Talladega Nights that just had a potty mouth, a bad attitude until his grandmother whipped him into shape. So my son, you know, did that as a child, and we had so many fun memories. But so many people may not know Houston Tumlin, but they know Walker Bobby from Talladega Nights. Yes, it's a crazy, funny movie, just crazy as could be, but Houston had a lot of fun doing it. And a lot of people will go, I know that little boy. So that's just a fun little tidbit to know about my son.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate y'all letting me share my story.
Absolutely. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show. And you'll go ahead and share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
People who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.